Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thompson moving tonight. He's got two. Scores! He's got three! Hat trick for Tage Thompson! Let it rain! His seventh hat trick of his career.
Dan Dunleavy on the call there. Tage Thompson, hat trick. Very nice. JJ Paterka also getting himself a hat trick. Zach Benson scoring the seventh and final goal of the night for the Sabres. 7-2 win over the Boston Bruins. They take on Nashville on Friday for Rob Ray night as well. His ceremony as he gets put into the rafters will begin at 6 o'clock, and that will be right here on WGR. If you are not attending the game, you will be able to listen to that in its entirety. Should be a wonderful night. Rob Ray will be joining Shoveling the Bulldog today at 4 p.m., so do stay tuned for that as well. We were just watching, Josh, we got ESPN on here, and Mad Dog Russo, I don't really care for him, but I kind of like the idea of like top five tortured NFL fan bases. He's got Bears at 5, Jets at 4, Vikings 3, Browns 2, Bills 1. I agree with Bills. I would have Vikings at 2. We were talking a little bit in the break. You have to have some level of like serious success to be tortured. I think there is some, because look who he doesn't have on there, Detroit. And yeah. I'd also, to a certain extent, take the Jets off that for that reason. You need to be successful and not get over the hump to be tortured. Outside of that, you're just a not good franchise.
But that's the thing.
I would take the Bears off that list. You've won a Super Bowl already.
Yeah, but the thing is like, I think you look at the Bears, the Jets, and the Browns, you also have to think about organizationally, they are extremely dysfunctional.
I think that might be why we don't have the sound on here, obviously. Right. That might be why the Bears are on there. Yes, they have won a Super Bowl. But you look at how they're run and how did that even
the
happen?
The Jets have won a Super Bowl. Granted, I know it
Super
was
Bowl
the,
three, yeah.
Yeah, right. I understand that. But I look at those three teams, the Browns, the Jets, and the Bears. They're different from the Bills and the Vikings because the Bills and the Vikings are the only two teams to lose in four Super Bowls. Obviously, the Bills in four straight and everything else that's going on now with the Bills. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on there. But with the Browns, the Jets, and the Bears, The Browns fans have quarterback jerseys that have 15 names on them.
So good.
The Jets, every single year, get hyped up to something new and then immediately get let down. The Bears, it's, okay, this GM's out. Now the coach and the quarterback are going to pick the new one. And then, oh, now that coach is out. So now the GM and the quarterback are going to, oh, the quarterback's out. Oh, it's a revolving door. It's been a revolving door for 20 years or more for the Bears. Like, there are so many things, so many layers to this where I get why Detroit should also be on this list, but I think it's just that they're all in the same boat in the sense of the torture is not the fact that you haven't had success. It's the fact that you haven't had success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like you are, it's not that you had success once and you're never getting back there. It's that you've never even tasted success. You've never even come close to it. That's why I think the Browns are at 2.
Yeah, the Browns, they show, too, like, you've been the bridesmaid to John Elway's The Drive, you know, or Ernest Byner's Fumble. Like, you're right.
And again, you're drafting all of these quarterbacks that are the next big thing. Johnny Manziel, Baker Mayfield.
Tim Couch.
Like, I can't even name them all because
Let's go.
There's so many of them.
Brandon Whedon. There we go.
Like,
28-year-old
Deshaun
rookie.
Watson.
Yeah, like, selling your soul to go get Watson.
Yeah.
That's its own level of like,
and then having Jameis Winston be better almost instantly.
I mean, just more fun.
Yeah.
Just flat out more fun.
Yeah, and a lot less controversy. But like, that's the other thing too. Again, it goes to the ownership of these teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears, the Jets, and the Browns all have terrible ownership groups that can't make a decision. They can't make a right decision if it was the only decision.
I think that's why, though, I would have the Bills and Vikings at 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Is because it just feels like you just fall short. The other teams, you could argue, like, you're not really that close.
Sure.
Like, you've had moments. The Jets, the AFC Championship runs in the early 2010s
with
Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan.
But ultimately, like, they were getting there off of vibes and really good defensive performances. Mark Sanchez,
Darrell Revis was one of the best, if not the best cornerback in the NFL.
Mark Sanchez was never winning a Super Bowl. And I think even Jets fans at the time were telling you that. They just wanted to make the game.
Mm-hmm.
Browns, where are we at? Just make the game. The Bears are a little bit different. They want to get back to what they were in 85.
Right.
Because 85, that kind of run in the 80s there was just so magnetic. I mean, you had such big personalities. You were genuinely different on defense than anybody else. You had so many high-profile stars. And then Walter Payton's there, of course, Mike Ditka's, you know, your coach. Like, the Bears.
It's an iconic time period.
It's an iconic time period. And it's, you know, if you ask Bears fans, like, duh, Bear, like, everything.
It's all the SNL stuff.
It's all 85.
Right.
It's all 85. And I think that's a big part of it, too, is, like, they have that one year that was great, where for the Bills and Vikings, it's constant of just heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak. Great teams that arguably should have been in the Super Bowl. Like the Bills, you could argue at 1-2, it's not just the four Super Bowls. It's you somehow get the most physically gifted quarterback of all time in the same generation that maybe the Michael Jordan of the sport is playing in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing second fiddle to them.
Right after a 17-year playoff drought.
Yeah, you have the drought, you know, but all that. But then you were good right before the Super Bowls began. You were really good in the 60s.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl start and you fall off.
Yeah.
You know, and there's even stuff too of like your great members of your franchise, O.J. Simpson. For all of our lives, we really couldn't look at O.J. other than the guy that maybe got away with murder, quote unquote, maybe. That's tough. I mean, that's one of your greatest franchise players of all time and you can't really talk about him. Mm-hmm. Where the Vikings, I mean, it's a little bit different. I've always seen the Vikings as the Bills NFC equivalent.
Yeah.
They do stuff differently, but ultimately, it's cold weather. It's kind of the same fans. We all tailgate. There's a similar mindset to how we go. And really, up until the Bills got Josh Allen, they were kind of the same thing as the Vikings, where it was piecemealing quarterbacks together since Fran Tarkenton. You maybe have one or two years where it's like, oh, we've maybe got something here, and then it falls apart. The Bills kind of ran into some ownership issues. The Vikings never had that. But the Vikings, they were just always the second fiddle to whoever was great in the NFC at the time. Whether it be you go back to the 60s and 70s, you were sort of the second fiddle to the Cowboys at the time with Roger Staubach. And then you got to Super Bowls, and you were just the second fiddle to like great teams of the decade. The Steelers, the Dolphins, the Chiefs for Super Bowl is a blowout against the Vikings. The Raiders even finally get over that hump. They get over it because of you. And it's just abysmal Super Bowl performances for them. They haven't gotten back since 76. And then from then on, it's been a heartbreaking playoff loss after heartbreaking playoff loss. You go to the conference championship in 87 against Washington. If you want to go back to 98 with Randy Moss and Randall Cunningham, you fall to a Falcons team you had no business losing to. They were a team that didn't make the playoffs the year prior. Go 14-2, and I think go right back down to not making the playoffs the next year. 2009, you get Brett Favre, arguably putting up his best season ever. 33 touchdowns, 7 picks. Josh, Brett Favre threw 7 picks in a season. That's a miracle. It is a miracle.
Yeah.
And yet, what does he do in the biggest moment? Throws a terrible interception in the NFC Championship game that sends the Saints to the Super Bowl. I'm not saying you necessarily beat the Colts.
But you never know.
But you get there, and there's a chance.
Right.
And then look at this year. Just this year now.
Yeah, they have all this regular season success. Sam Darnold revitalizes his career.
Yep. But you're second fiddle to Detroit. You maybe found something in Darnold. And then the last 2 weeks of the year, you lose the division to Detroit. And then he takes 1,000 sacks against the Rams. And
falls apart completely.
And he falls apart completely. You lose in the wild card game. 14 wins, you don't even win a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe have something in J.J. McCarthy, but even if you asked a lot of Vikings fans, the fact that he got hurt before the season began after having glimpses in the playoffs, or sorry, in the preseason, that he was maybe going to be something, and then in the middle of this year, I think it was ultimately a cleanup job, but I'm also a J.J. McCarthy apologist, openly that. If you asked Vikings fans now, that surgery is a sign that, nope, he's never going to be the guy that we drafted. There was promise. There was the deep touchdown in the preseason. We thought we had it, and now it's gone. And even then, too, it's like our division is a buzzsaw. It's a complete and utter buzzsaw. What are we supposed to? We won 14 games, came in second. What are we supposed to do with that? They're in a tough spot. Even go back to 22. They won 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
They had like a negative point differential or whatever that was that season.
Yeah, that was the year where it was like the crazy catch by Justin Jefferson against the Bills.
Yeah.
And it was like, how are they winning games?
Yeah, they lost to Daniel Jones in the playoffs at home. there's a lot there, I think, for both Buffalo and Minnesota. I think those are the two most tortured fan bases in NFL football. Because for me, you have to know look at Detroit right now, how their fans are reacting to their two coordinators leaving for head coaching jobs. They're acting like they've been stabbed in the back.
Yeah.
And partially they're acting like that because the last guy they lost was Don Shula when Kennedy was president. So, like, I get it. Like, it's been a while since you've experienced this.
I need to know when the first Bears game is in Detroit this coming
season. Oh, for next year? Yeah, I can't wait for that schedule.
That's going to be an insane game.
But
is Ben Johnson going to get a standing ovation?
Not how they've acted this offseason. No, probably not.
Yeah.
Probably
is he
going to
even get a video tribute? Or are they just going to put up a graphic that says, thanks?
I think we're closer to that. I think we're closer to thanks.
It's not even just, thanks, Ben Johnson. Thanks.
Here, like, even go to 2017, too. You have the Minneapolis Miracle, Stephon Diggs, maybe his highlight of his career. And then you go to Philadelphia, you lose 38-7 in the NFC Championship.
Yeah,
it's not even a contest.
Stomped on. Yeah.
Not even a contest.
Yeah.
And that's a 13-win season, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've had great success and absolutely nothing, arguably, to show for it. So I think the Bills and the Vikings are maybe the most tortured fan bases. I know we're talking on a Buffalo radio station. I'd probably put Minnesota 1 and Buffalo 2 because the same thing. Buffalo went through a 17-year playoff drought. Minnesota's had playoff seasons. They've had these 13-win seasons with wildly different organizations and teams a part of it, and they don't even have a Super Bowl appearance to show for it since 76 or whenever that was. 803-0550, the number 2 call. Had a little bit of fun there. We'll get to your calls after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Josh Benton here, the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.